And welcome to the Crazy Kevin Show. Yes, that's me, Crazy Kevin. We've got lots of things coming up for you today. We've got the Golden Album of the Week, chatting to local businesses, and chatting to local musicians as well. Lots and lots of stuff. Some fun as well, some jokes. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, not if you're driving, okay? Ha ha ha! Crazy Kevin with you. How you doing?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM on our business section, and I've got a lovely guy here with me. What's your name?
Matthew, mate.
And whereabouts are we today?
Oh, we're at Highfields, just near Brumby's Bakery.
Got to tell all our listeners, I just wish you were with me here. The smell from the bakery is amazing. Hey, being a baker, what time do you get up?
I'm up at about midnight, mate. Start work about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What time does the shop open here in Highfields?
We're open from 6 o'clock, but if you knock on the door, we'll open it for you and serve you with that friendly smile.
Oh, that is fantastic. A bit about you, Matt. How long have you been a baker now?
So, mate, I've been baking for about 10 years. Started my apprenticeship out at Highfields and grew my trade and then eventually bought into the store. I've been owner of Brumby's at Highfields now for about 8 years.
Talking about the bakery, Brumby's, now all our listeners, what's your best seller?
Best seller would have to be either our vanilla slice or just our white bread. Can't go past a good loaf of white bread.
The date loaves are good as well.
Yeah, if you can get your hands on a date loaf, it's a good day.
Well, the big news is that you're going to be opening up a new store soon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. We're starting a new adventure at Westridge, so we're taking on Brumby's at Westridge there.
When do you reckon the Brumby's in Westridge is going to be open?
We're hoping by the end of the month, Kevin.
And what's it going to be? Is it going to be a little bit different?
Yeah, so we've just taken it on and we're putting a whole new shop in, so we're getting a whole new look. We're putting in coffee machines, all new equipment. It's pretty much a brand new shop, so there's a lot of work going into it, and we think the end result's going to be spot on.
So the great service that you do at the Highfields, Brumby, it's going to be replicated at Westridge.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're going to bring our everyday quality to Westridge, as well as our good customer service and our big product range. You know, we do over 300 products every day. So that's what we hope to bring to Brumbies at Westridge.
300 products a day?
Yeah, we do over 300 products a day with everything. We're busy people. We don't like to sleep too much. Come down and see us and we'll show you what we're all about.
So, well, Matt, as well as you starting off from the bottom rung, you've also had some apprentices coming through, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We're very big on training apprentices, and because they're the future of our trade. We have currently at Highfields, we've got a young guy named Jack. He took out the best first, second year apprentice at the Toowoomba Bread Show. He also just competed in the BAA Bread competition, where he took out both his apprentice classes and won both. We're very big on training apprentices and teaching them the correct way to do things and giving them all on-site training with us.
It's quite hard, isn't it? Because it is a difficult profession, as in your times.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot more to it than what people think, from resting a dough to even just mixing it, getting the right mixing times and developing your gluten strands and everything. There's so much to it. And then even baking it, getting the right temperatures so you get your crust right, your internal temperatures and all that. There's a lot to it. It's not as easy as what everyone thinks of just chucking flour and water in a bowl and mixing it and chucking it out. So we teach them everything we can on site.
Well, mate, it's been absolutely amazing chatting to you today, and I've got to say thank you. You gave me a beautiful cream donut and I've got some bread as well. Matt, you're a star, and don't forget, Brumbies Westridge is opening by, say, the end of the month.
Yeah, that's correct. We're hoping to be open by the end of July.
Get down there and support another great local business here in the Toowoomba region. Matt, once again, thank you, and go Brumbies.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks for your help.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. We'll be right back.
Yes, it's our golden album of the week. And I'm going to say thanks going out to Matt from Brumbies. He's chosen a bit of Nickelback. Give you a quick history of Nickelback. The band was formed in the early 1990s as a cover band called Village Idiot. The band later changed its name to Nickelback, which originated from the nickel in change that band member Mike Krueger gave customers at his job at Starbucks. He would frequently say, "Here's your Nickelback." Hey, love it. Yeah, all the guys are from Canada, and they were formed in 1995 in Hanna, Alberta, Canada. What I'm going to start off playing for you is a track called Photograph, and it was released in September 2005 as the first single from their fifth studio album, All the Right Reasons. The song made multiple US and UK top 10 charts, peaking at number one in several of them. There's a great video with this, with Chad Kroeger walking along a lonely, sparsely populated street holding up a photograph of himself and Nickelback's producer, Joey Moy, who is referred to in the line, "And what the hell is on Joey's head?" Here we go, it's our golden album of the week, and it's Nickelback. Once again, big thank you going out to Matt from Brumbies for choosing Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. It's so red. And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the president ought to fix it up. I never knew he ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I'm broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me.
Stay in time and stay in.
It's Crazy Kevin for Power FM, and I've got something very, very different for everybody now. I'm at the Royal Bull's Head Inn, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
My name's Tina.
Tina, what's happening this evening?
We're doing a paranormal investigation.
And why the Royal Bull's Head Inn?
It's got a lot of history. It does have its haunts, but mostly it's so that we can make sure that we keep getting people through and they can see the property and it can stay.
And that's it, because you work for the National Trust.
Yeah, I volunteer with the National Trust and we volunteer and do this as well.
It's a win-win situation, isn't it? Anybody who's interested in the paranormal, plus get them through the doors and pay a bit of money.
Exactly, exactly. A different demographic comes through the doors. People might not necessarily come through an open day, but, you know, this here appeals to them, so here they are.
What society are you part of, then?
The group I'm a part of is Southeast Paranormal. It's a group that my partner and I put together. We've always, well, not always, but, you know, the fascination for paranormal has been there. You know, we went to the Trust and we said to them, you know, would you look at us running your investigations on the volunteer basis? And we sort of created that group so that we could actually have a medium for us to actually put out our evidence. So
how many different places have you actually been to so far?
I would say at least 10, you know, with 3 or 4 being private investigations. We've driven 14 hours actually to Victoria to do an investigation at the Beechworth Asylum, so that's how dedicated we are.
And also around the area as well, you do the Highfields Pioneer Village.
Yes, we do the Highfields Pioneer Village. Again, same situation, we volunteer, all ticket sales go back to the village so that the money can actually be used to restore the properties. We've had fabulous activity out there, especially in the last couple of weeks, because we've actually ventured out into a couple of newer buildings, so there's been a few things happen out there which has been awesome.
Anybody who wants to get any more information about the Paranormal Society, how can they contact you?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've got our Facebook page, so go on there. We've got a heap of evidence on there. We've got our contact details, you know, our email address, private messages, whatever. You can go there and, yeah, give us a call if you need help.
Well, I've got to tell all our listeners now, I am actually stood in a room now in the dark talking to Tina. Mm-hmm. Now, Tina, give us a little bit of the history of the Royal Bull's Head Inn and anything that's paranormal has happened since you've been having them.
Yep, okay, so the building, 160 years old. She's a building. She's had a shorter life as an inn, a longer life as a family home. Obviously, as an inn, there was a lot of people coming and going and sort of flowing through. When it became a family home, 7 children were raised here, plus, you know, grandchildren came along and stayed and lived here for a while. Paranormally, we range from voices, footsteps, touches. One of our guests this evening, she had her hair pulled while we were sitting in the card room. We've never had anything pushed over, which is a shame. Well, you know, that to us is like first prize. Awesome EVPs. We get a lot of EVPs.
Oh, wait a minute. What's an EVP to all our listeners? Come on.
Yeah, sorry. Electronic voice phenomena. It's where we use a voice recorder to record any voices or any noises or sounds that we can't hear with our own ears. The microphones on those are super sensitive.
Tina, if anybody's out there would like to come on the night, I've got to say it's a great night.
We actually have these once a month at the Royal Bull's Head Inn. To book a ticket, head over to the Royal Bull's Head Inn Facebook page. They'll be able to sort out what's happening because we have been fully booked right up until August. So, and that was from the start of the year.
And you only have like a select few. It's not as though you've got about 50 people walking around together now.
No, we limit it to 8 simply because it is a smaller building. We would like to have people have their own experiences, and having too many people here, too many energies can actually interfere with that. The smaller number is better and it's easier for us to manage as well.
And do you know what? The best piece of equipment that you've got is a torch.
Yes, definitely. You need a torch.
Especially walking around this.
In the dark, you definitely need a torch. Like, I'm not really good with my torch. It's working tonight for some strange reason. Yes, that is strange that it works, but definitely torch. You can't walk around here without it. You need it. You've got narrow stairs. You've got narrow hallways. Definitely.
I've got to say, Tina, some of the rooms, have you deliberately put mannequins in there to scare people when they walk in?
I had nothing to do with those mannequins. If it was up to me, I'd be like, no, you can turn them around because they freak me out a little bit as well. So, not my call.
All our listeners out there, for something different, something exciting and something out of the ordinary, contact Tina or go onto the Facebook and come on down because, it's a great night.
Yeah. And not only that, you're doing your bit for the community because all your ticket sales, as I said, go back to the organisations that we actually volunteer for. So,
okay, let's walk around the creepy floorboards again now. Here we go.
Wake up in the morning with a head like what you done.
Okay, it's time for our second track of our Golden Album of the Week. And this week, it's Nickelback. Big thank you once again going out to Matt from Brumbies for choosing Nickelback. We're going to play Rockstar now. It's the fifth US single by the Canadian rock band Nickelback from their fifth album, All the Right Reasons. It was initially only released in the United States and Canada, has since been re-released worldwide. The lyrics feature pretentious materialistic desires of a wannabe rock star who craves money, cars and women. Spoken word vocals between each verse are provided by Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Rockstar is Nickelback's most popular single, peaking at number 2 in the United Kingdom and being certified platinum. It has also sold 4.5 million copies in the United States. So here it is, our second track of our Golden Album of the Week, and it's Rockstar from Nickelback.
I'm through and standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private room with the latest dictionary of the Jesus who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed now. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. We're gonna sing those songs that offend the sense. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private room. The latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Crazy Kevin out and about, and it's the segment at the time and a lot of people have been waiting for. We're going to be talking to Kim Brees from Brees Lawyers. How are you today, Kim?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
What are we going to be talking about today?
I thought, given that we've just had Elder Abuse Awareness Month, that maybe we should talk about elder abuse.
Tell us a little bit more. What do you mean, elder abuse?
So elder abuse is just recognising any form of abuse that could be financial, emotional, psychological, social, perhaps sexual, physical abuse against our more senior members of society, typically by a family member or carer.
So sometimes it could be actually in the family home as well, not just at a like old people's home where you get the horror stories coming out sometimes.
Absolutely. Of course, we have recently had exactly that, an aged care worker who has been charged with physically and verbally assaulting an elderly person, but more often than not, it actually happens in the family home.
So how can people detect signs of somebody doing things like that?
Often it will be, and I guess it's a lot like looking at any form of domestic or family violence. You might hear something if you're a neighbour. You might just notice changes. So an elderly person might become more withdrawn. Perhaps they have become isolated, so they might have regularly attended church or some sort of social group or outing, and they're no longer doing that, so they've become isolated. Perhaps if you are seeing them in a financial environment, so if you're a banker, that sort of thing, you might find that this person has changed their banking habits, so they might be coming and withdrawing large amounts of cash, for example. They're all things that perhaps you should be keeping an eye on so that we can support these people who are often quite vulnerable and don't know where to turn when they face these issues.
So if you actually find something out like that, where do you turn to then?
Well, there's a few things that you can do. Certainly you can contact the Queensland Elder Abuse Helpline. So we've got a number for that. It's 1300 651 192. You can jump on the website. You can just, if you're concerned, start extending, I guess, a hand of friendship to these people. Call in, make a point of, you know, being a regular contact so that you can keep an eye on things. And if you have an opportunity, you might then be able to put them in touch with a helpline. You can certainly contact if it's imminent risk of harm. Obviously, that's a 000 call if there is physical harm happening. You can contact the Office of the Public Guardian. It might be that you can be involved with QCAT, even just healthcare services around town might be a nice point of contact to be able to either direct them to or for you yourself to get some more information about what avenues might be available.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for the chat today all about elder abuse. Now, if anybody wants actually to contact you, how can they contact you?
They can call into the office, they can give us a ring, jump on the website, jump on our Facebook. You can find fact sheets about elder abuse on our website and also our Facebook page. So just pop on Google probably and pop in Brees Lawyers. That's B-R-I-E-S-E, Brees Lawyers, and you can contact us in a way that's convenient to you.
Well, Kim, what do you think about if anybody's got any questions for you?
Absolutely. I'd love to have questions coming in and we can accumulate them and answer them in future segments. That'd be wonderful.
Okay then, everybody. If anybody's got any great questions, all you can do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get Kim to answer the problem or question that you've got. Thanks a lot again, Kim, and we'll speak to you next week.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. listening to Crazy Kevin. Good morning.
Check out our website at powerfmradio.com.au.
It's Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM, and we're talking to musicians throughout the Toowoomba region, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
My name is Grace Drummond. I am the vocalist and guitarist of a band called Something Something Explosion.
So what sort of music is it?
So my band, we play a lot of punk rock music. We're heavily influenced by bands like Frenzel Rom and NoFX. We kind of used to be more of a grungy sort of sound. But yeah, we've got a new record coming out hopefully very soon. And it's going to be more punk rock.
So come on now, let's step back with Grace. Now, whereabouts does your music come from?
I think I didn't really have a choice in it. Like, my mum's a professional singer, entertainer. She's been doing that forever. And my grandfather before was also like a well-renowned country music artist in the 70s. He's quite good at yodeling. I think I was kind of just bred into it, if I can say that, if that makes sense.
Today we're at the City Golf Club. What are you doing today?
So today I'm just playing a Sunday session. So I'm playing from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I do it every 6 to 8 weeks. Basically, they've got live music here every Sunday, which is really, really good. And they've been trying to focus on getting more local talent in as well, as opposed to getting somebody up from Brisbane to do it. So it's really good to see artists from Toowoomba emerging and, you know, getting paid to play at established venues, and it's really good.
What's it feel like, though, when you don't mind singing all different genres?
No. Well, I've been doing it, like, my entire life. Before I was in a punk band, you know, I've been doing solo stuff since before then, and I used to be more of, like, a folk, pop, sort of like indie sort of style. Yeah, like I've been doing all sorts of different genres my entire life. Like, I used to compete in country music festivals, and I sang with my mum at the South Toowoomba Wolves Club once a month for a solid like 7 years of my life. So yeah, it's just, I've been doing it. It's music. It's just all sorts of music. I love it. So
for your punk band, do you write the songs?
Yeah.
And the lyrics as well?
Yeah, so it does depend. Like, on the new record that we've got coming out, most of, like, all the instrumental stuff we've written as a band, or our bassist Damon, he's come to us with like, hey, I wrote this today, and we'll just build on that. But and then sometimes Damon will have lyrics and I'll expand on them, or have four lines or a concept and I'll kind of just write the rest of it, if that makes sense. We did just write a new song that was really cool. We probably won't be recording it for a while. We were sitting up at Picnic Point and we'd just gotten our instruments back from getting serviced for recording. Damon just started playing this bass line because he was checking out how his bass felt, and I just started playing this kind of lead guitar bit over the top, and yeah, so it turned into like this really, I would say it's almost like a really Blink-182 sort of vibe song, but it's got like, I wrote the lyrics entirely for it, which Damon says that they're really good, which is very rare for him to say that. So I'm really stoked to have that in action. Like, I'm really excited to finally do that song as well. I think it's one that I'm definitely proud of.
Well, Grace, you've whetted that appetite. What are you going to sing for us now then?
I'm going to sing Breakfast at Tiffany's for you by Deep Blue Something.
Fantastic. Take it away.
We got nothing in common. No coming ground to start from. No pulling apart. You say world is come between us, our lives have come between us, but still I just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember that film and desirable. I think we both kind of liked it, and I said, well, that's one thing we've got. So we would now
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
You're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Time for our third song from the Canadian band Nickelback. And this is probably one of the most famous songs. It's How You Remind Me. It was released in August 2001 as the lead single from their third studio album, Silver Side Up. Lead vocalist and guitarist Chad Kroeger wrote the song about his old girlfriend Jody, with whom he had a dysfunctional relationship. He referred to this song as a song that put Nickelback on the map and is often considered their signature song. If you love our Golden Album of the Week and you've got a particular one that you actually like, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Give me three tracks and I will put them on the show. Hope you enjoy the show. Crazy Kevin with you all the way through. Third track, Golden Album of the Week. Once again, thank you to Matt from Brumbies. This is Nickelback and How You Remind Me.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Yeah.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Yes, it's that time once again. It's Air Fitness Tips with Carly from World Gym. How are you today, Carly?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
What we're going to talk about today then, because you've been giving us some great, interesting tips over the weeks. What we've got today?
Well, I thought we'd just talk about some more relaxing style classes, such as our body balance classes, yoga classes, Pilates classes, that style of training.
Oh, that sounds good. You're not going to send me to sleep, are you?
No, we're not going to send you to sleep. These classes are still quite challenging, but they're just a low-impact way of exercising, and they're a really good class to put in amongst your other training during the week to supplement what you're doing. So to help in recovery, help in flexibility, that type of thing, which is going to help you in your other classes.
Because that's what I was going to say. If somebody is doing a lot of weights and a lot of this and they've got tight hamstrings, this, that and the other, is yoga good for that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And they have a meditation side to those classes as well, so you can, you know, not just looking after your body, but looking after your mind as well.
Once again, Carly, thank you so much for our fitness tip this week.
No problem. Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, no, I've got to keep an eye on that clock. Is that the time already? Well, Crazy Kevin Show, that's me. The show has come to an end. But don't forget, as always, send me any jokes. If you'd like to have an interview, if you've got a business or a musician, or you've even got a golden album of the week, drop me an email, as always, to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you again. And once again, bye-bye for now. Keep it safe and always have a smile on your face.